Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. We've got David in Illinois and David in Florida. Kathy's on hold in Ohio. David in Florida, do you have any other comments that you wanted to make?
No, I'm good. I'll get off the line and let that other one come in there.
Okay. David, thanks so much, and I'll do my best to get back to you over the weekend.
Yep. Well, if I'm not answering, just call back again. I might be somewhere else. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, David. Bye-bye.
I can give you any, now I let you answer her call.
Yeah. Okay. Kathy in Ohio, welcome.
Hi. How are you?
We're just like everybody else. We're losing weight. We're working hard to stay afloat. We're trying to figure out where our next meal's coming from. We have prepared, but no one is really prepared for this. We're finding out that it's very difficult to get anything. The people who sell auto parts don't want you in the store. The people who deliver auto parts don't want to come to your place. The mechanics don't want to work on your car. The doctors don't want to see you. The nurses don't want to see you. The hospitals don't want you to go there. The cops are there, and they're there as a visual aid to remind you that they're getting paid, but they're not doing much. And the latest thing is there are these dots on the road on Route 66 outside of Springfield, Missouri, where we're hauling hay. We didn't go to the city. We're hauling hay 50 miles from one farm to another. We only got in our trucks, used our own equipment, and all we did was open a gate that was locked, had the owner unlock it. Then we used gloves and all that and mask and opened the gate, moved our hay and got out of there. And what we saw were these white dots about, I'm thinking 24 inches in diameter on the road, white dots every 0.2 mile. And what are they for? What are they for? We could see them as we drove on the access road parallel to 44, Interstate 44. And we could see them on Route 66, the access road. We have no idea what they're for unless they're for drones. Are you seeing that, too, out in Ohio, Kathy?
No. I live in rural Ohio. I'm about 12 miles east is a town, but if you go west, it's all rural for where I am. I have farms around me, so we're not really in the city at all.
This is not in the city. This is not in the city. This is in rural America. Dots on the roads. Big white dots that are visual. Okay. All right.
I haven't seen it yet.
So what's happening? What's happening in Ohio?
Well, they still have us on a lockdown. And they're talking at least till the end of April. We have Governor Mike DeWine. So he's been pretty much bought, into keeping us until lockdown to the end of April. I do have some things that I was going to call in and say that I've done for years that may help people save some money or save some time, if I can mention a few.
Absolutely.
Okay. A couple of things with the food. You can sprout seeds. I have sprouting jars, and you can buy those in bulk, and those are very good for all your micronutrients. You can do red clover, broccoli sprouts, alfalfa, and 2 tablespoons will make fill a 2-quart jar. And it's real easy. You put the seeds in, you put some water in there, and you have to drain it, and you do it 3-4 times a day, but you want to tilt the jar so all the water comes out, otherwise you'll get mold in there. And then you can refrigerate them, and you can use them. If you use them within a week or 10 days, they're good. You can use them as salads and sandwiches, whatever you want to do. So that's one tip.
Okay, one question. Wait, one question before you continue. You're talking about seeds that, for example, you can buy clover that has been, we'll call it, treated. And that is clover seeds that have fertilizer wrapped around them. You don't want that. You just want the plain old seeds,
right?
Correct?
Well, and I've gotten them online. Actually, I use Mountain Rose Herbs sometimes. They're behind, but I got some organic ones actually through Amazon. And I got three different big bags, good-sized bags, that will last me probably a year or two. That's something that is real easy. Anybody can do it. And there's all kinds of things online that you can do, but it's so inexpensive to do it. And if you can't get greens, especially like right now, I'm in Ohio, so we don't have any lettuce or anything growing, that's something you could do to keep up your macronutrients and your micronutrients.
Okay, so you're buying, which seeds do you like the best of the alfalfa, broccoli, and red clover?
All of them. I love the broccoli. I like the, there's a red clover mix that I got a little spice to it. I've got another one, it's called broccoli sprouting and microgreens. It's got a little bit of a mix in it. They're all heirloom varieties. It was actually pretty cheap. It was probably like $10 for a whole pound. And you only need, like, two tablespoons. But all of them, alfalfa is really a good one, too.
Okay, so what you're saying is you take the seeds, you put them in a jar, you put the jar in the window where it can get some sun, and you rinse the water out of the jar three times a day so that it doesn't get stale and moldy.
Right, and you have, a screen or a, you can buy sprouting jars, but you can make your own. Just take a band from a canning jar. And then you can make your own, that cut a stick, I would wash it real good, put a piece of screening, and then just, screw the lid on there. But you just, when I get done, I put it in a shallow dish so that it doesn't sit in water, so it drains out. It's got a little bit of a lip on it, and I just set it on the counter, and I just rinse them. And in about 3 or 4 days, maybe five, you'll have a whole jar of sprouts.
Mm-hmm. And so what you're really talking about, The seed and the water, that's all you need in some sunlight, and you just need to keep rinsing it. But what if you have chlorinated water? Now, we don't have that here, so will the chlorine kill the growth of the seeds?
I don't think so. I've got my son doing it, and he lives in an apartment. I have reverse osmosis water and well water, so I just use mine. But I don't think so.
Here's a thought, class. So if you do have chlorinated water, get a jug, some kind of a jug that is clean that you would use for drinking water, put it in the sun, fill it with water, put it in the sun, and the sun's warmth will volatilize the chlorine, okay? That'll make it better for rinsing and growing your sprouts. Okay, Kathy, what about dandelions? Would you advocate dandelions are starting to go to seed? Would you advocate just popping distributing those seeds, that fly all over the yard so you have more dandelions so you can dig them out and eat them too?
Yeah. I actually cut out some dandelion greens out of my garden, and I'm going to saute them up with some onions. I've got a couple books because I wanted the pictures just in case the internet went down of different types of like plantain and chickweed. There's medicinal plants and there's dandelion greens, and you can saute some of them, and some of them you can dry. There's another thing you can do with all the greens that are edible out in your yard, the weeds. You can dry them in a dehydrator. And you can either separate them or you can like mix them and put them and dehydrate them and like make them into like powder. And then you can use that as your greens, like for making a smoothie or adding to a soup. And you got all your minerals in there. So I wasn't very good at doing that last year. I'm going to try to do it this year. I dehydrate all the time. I have a lot of cherry tomatoes and I'll cut those in half. I put a little olive oil on them. Put them on in your dehydrator. I still have some in my freezer. I probably have three big containers that I can use, and you can add them to salads and pastas and soups. rather than buying. But I dehydrate slices. Whatever tomatoes I get extra, I dehydrate those. And I freeze them only because if you have a little bit of moisture, I have had some go moldy on me. So I just, I freeze them in little, like, Tupperware containers or something.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this right. So you take the tomatoes, you obviously wash them while they're whole, then you slice them up, then you add some olive oil, shake them up, I guess, so that they're covered with olive oil, put them in a dehydrator, dehydrate them on low so you don't kill the enzymes, right? Maybe 115 degrees, is that about right?
And sprinkle them with sea salt. And you have to kind of watch them because you're going to, like, cherry tomatoes, I cut them in half and I lay them open side up so you can see the seeds, and then I just sprinkle them with sea salt and put them in there, and I have a dehydrator that's got 10 shelves. So, but I just kind of watch them every, it'll take probably 8, 10, 12 hours, but some might be a little smaller, so I'll pull those out. You just want them where they're dry, where you can't, where there's not any moisture, like if you were to squeeze it. And if you do get them too dry,
David, your
all
comments.
You have to do is...
David, your comments?
She already answered the questions I was going to ask, because I was going to ask her if she cut it, when she cut them in half, if she put it open side up, and how long to dehydrate them for. So she already answered
and
that.
And you can take slices. Like, say you have, like, Romas aren't good to do it, but you can take slices, and you can put those, too. Just slice them thin and try to get them as even as you can. But even if you can't, you know, if I got thicker chunks, I'll put those on one tray so I can kind of keep an eye on them. And then the rest of them, I just set them on there. And after you do it a couple times, it's really actually easy. You can do that with apples and pears. Apples, you can put a little cinnamon and sugar on them and put them in there. I do a lot of my herbs. I do parsley and basil. I still have containers of all that in my freezer that I won't have to buy those herbs for years. The other thing I wanted to mention, because I know everybody's looking for yeast, I know Gordon's and Sam's carries it in bulk. They don't have it right now, but if and when it comes in, it's packaged, it's sealed, and it won't go bad until you open it. When you open it, you hear the hissing sound of the air coming in. And then once I open it, I keep it in the freezer. And then I take it out and, you know, I might have a little Tupperware container with 3 or 4 teaspoons so it's not cold when I go to use it. But I've had it for years, 2 or 3 years. As long as it's in a sealed container in the freezer, it's good. Fortunately, before all this came up, I had 2 packages of it. And I still have it. I have a whole pound and a half in my freezer. So it'll last me for quite a while. But if you can get it, I do know those are the 2 places I've seen it. And it's very cheap.
Yeah, Sam's Club. Yeah. Sam's is out of flour. Oh, every kind of flour you can think of, whether it be bread flour, all-purpose flour, they're out of it, every size, and they're out of yeast. So the things that we used to be able to buy at reasonable prices, it's really, really getting tough. Kathy, do you freeze your flour before you open the bag? So you get a brand new bag. Do you try to freeze it before?
Yes, I try to freeze everything for 3 days, whether it's the beans, the rice, the grains. I'm not always real good at it, especially if I know I'm going to use it right away. But I still try to freeze it to kill any of the weevils or anything that gets in there.
Right, that's the purpose. Kathy, would you like to stay with us through the break?
I do. I have quite a bit, but I don't want to take up all your time. It's whatever you need to get me off, that's fine.
Well, David, no. We love what you've got to say. Please hold. David will hold.
Pain in the neck. A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
David's with us in Illinois. Kathy's with us in Ohio. Dave, do you have any questions for Kathy?
Yes, it could be either one of you. Now, for your dehydrator, do you wind up putting plastic on the trays before you put anything on there? Because to me, that I would assume that would slow the process down. You did.
I do for some of the real fine things. You can get, if you have screening or I have like a mesh tray or piece of plastic that looks like people use it for, a woman use it for like cross-stitch embroidery. It's got little holes in it. Like some of your things are real fine and they'll fall through. So I will use it for that, but the bigger things you don't need to. The only thing I would say is if you're going to do like tomatoes and stuff, sometimes you have to rub them with a little oil or they'll stick. So if I'm going to do that, I'll do like one whole batch and I'll just keep doing it and then I'll wipe all the trays off. When you do herbs and stuff, I will sometimes put a piece of that kind of thin mesh underneath it so that it, as they dry, sometimes they will fall. But if you're doing all the same herbs, you don't need to do it because there's like a tray on the bottom and you can just pull it out and then pull all your herbs off. And those, they're dry enough. You really don't need to freeze them. I just do sometimes, but I also have a food saver bag that I will put my extra herbs in, and then I will put the, like, if I'm drying basil, I'll put it in a food saver bag, and as long as that bag is sealed, it keeps indefinitely. So I do that with, like, lunch meat or cheese once I open it. I'll put it in a food saver bag. Like I said, as long as that seal is real tight, that food is good. It won't go bad.
Yeah, we have a food saver as well that in the bags, and we use those. But, I mean, doing this with the dehydrator is great because when I've been to the store, nobody's really touching the fresh produce.
Oh, you can do it. Even you could even do it, like, let's say you had way too much, like, let's say bok choy or kale or something. You can do the same thing. Just break it up and then add it to your smoothie or to your soups, the vegetable soups or whatever you want to use. And there again, in the middle of winter when you can't get it or you get a real good deal or you have a huge crop, all you got to do is add a couple tablespoons of that into your soups or stews or your stock. I mean, you're getting all the benefits from it. The other thing I wanted to mention that I've done this for years, and if you're cooking pasta, any kind of pasta, you bring the water up to boil, and then you put your pasta in. Let's say it has to cook for 10 minutes. As soon as it comes to a full rolling boil and you've stirred it a little bit, turn the burner off, put the lid on, set your timer for 10 minutes or whatever it calls for, and it's almost always done perfectly. You don't have to leave your burner going and wasting all that energy. And then sometimes you just have to check it. It might need like one or two more minutes, but you don't need to keep using that burner. It'll just cook automatically. I've done that for probably 30 years. So I don't know if everybody knows that or not, but it's just something to save on energy.
That's a great point because we've had discussions here at our farm about energy. So we have some propane, but we don't know if we'll ever get any more propane. But right now we have electricity. So we had an unused convection oven, and we put it on the counter. We put on some ceramic tiles that we had left over from put rubber feet on them and put on the counter to protect the counter from getting hot because we have a Formica type counter. We don't have, you know, these high end counters that people have wasted money on. But we use that. We use electricity because now, you know, there's plenty of electricity and we're saving our propane. So this saving energy thing is a big deal. It really is because our cook stove is propane. Our cooktop is propane. But we can use electricity now because the grid is still working. So that's your point about not wasting energy is very, very important. So Kathy and David, we had some celery that we couldn't eat it fast enough. So this was in the good old days, you know, a couple months ago. And I decided to experiment with dehydrating it. So I washed it and peeled off the strings, and it was two bunches of celery, two full bunches. Cut it and diced it into little tiny pieces. And I dehydrated it. And two bunches of celery will fit in a little 4-ounce jar when you're done. So when you're not going to believe how much water and moisture is in the food and how little you will have left when you dehydrate it. Kathy, do you want to talk about that when we come back?
Sure.
Okay. David's with us. Now, with David, love to hear your comments
public
as well.
Health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams saying this morning that getting America back to normal will take some time. Adams saying on Fox News, when the immediate threat of the COVID-19 pandemic is over, there will be a new normal in the nation. He said he hopes Americans will continue to practice social distancing and good hygiene. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is not ruling out reinstating Captain Brett Crozier, former commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Esper telling CBS this morning that nothing has been taken off the table. Crozier was removed by now former acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley after his plea for help in the coronavirus outbreak got into the public domain. Many soon-to-be furloughed Disneyland workers are keeping their health coverage and education benefits. Disney reaching agreements with 10 labor unions last night. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black. Keep it.
God, you're
take
my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Kathy in Ohio kicked off a resurgence in food dehydration, and I just went to eBay and I was looking. We have a Nesco, N-E-S-C-O. It's round, and I like it. And it's not very sophisticated. It has a temperature, a mechanical temperature knob, and that's pretty much it. And you can stack trays as high as you want. You can make fruit leather. You can dehydrate tomatoes. You can make beef jerky with it. It really works really nicely, but it's plastic. So it's not a lifetime thing. I think all of them have mostly plastic content in these machines. David, do you have a dehydrator?
Yeah, we bought ours actually from Sam's in like 1991. So
okay, what is it? Round? Is it square?
Yeah, it's round. Ours is round and it's tall. It's a pretty good size unit. It was the biggest.
Sounds
one
like the Nesco time. One we have.
I think it is.
It sounds like the Nesco. Kathy, what do you like in terms of what brand, what model, what shape, cube, round, cylindrical, what?
I had a Nesco round one, and it did not dehydrate as evenly. I bought mine at Cabela's, and it was marked. It was half price. It was $100. It was a $200 one, and they were discontinuing that model. Mine's got like pull out. Shelves or little trays, I guess, and I have 10 trays,
right.
And you can adjust it real, like you can go from herbs all the way to jerky or whatever. I like that better because it's more consistent. Things don't, the trays are a little bit finer, so things don't fall through as easily. But if you can get one on eBay or whenever, a garage sale or something, that's my favorite. I've had both.
And what brand is yours? Do you remember?
I'd have to go downstairs and look, which I can do if you want me to.
No, that's okay. Is it Excalibur?
No, I don't think it was that expensive. I think the Excalibur was more expensive. I probably had mine 10 years. Like I said, I got it at Cabela's. It was whichever brand they only carried like a couple brands, and I just
does it have a metal? Is it a metal cabinet?
Yes.
Okay, and it has a door that opens. It's got a hinge, and you just open the door, and you can pull out the trays, right?
No, mine is just open, and the fan blows. It's air circulating. There's no doors. I think those were more expensive. I'm about 10 feet away. I can just tell you real quick because I keep it in my basement, which one I have. But I do like it. It's called a, it is Cabela's brand, heavy-duty dehydrator.
Okay.
And I think it's got 10.
Well, somebody made it for them. Okay, somebody made it for them, and they put Cabela's name on it. Okay,
right.
We're gonna be growing our gardens. Our whole class is gonna be doing our best to grow gardens. Something we've been talking about for 9 years. And what do you recommend that we plant so that we can dehydrate it, put it in bags, and put the dehydrated items in the freezer for longer term storage? What, Kathy? What do you recommend that we grow?
You could do your peppers. If you don't have freezer space, you can do those. I found that when I dehydrated celery, it was pretty tough, but it did work. You could still use it. I would say your herbs are wonderful. Anything. You can dehydrate sage, parsley, chives, all that. If whatever you can, if you have a lot of basil, you can make pesto and save the freeze that because it doesn't last too long in the refrigerator. You can do tomatoes. They do wonderful. The other thing I want to mention before I forget is if anybody's got room for raspberries, I had so many raspberries last year. I was picking 14 cups a day, and I froze them, and I gave them to my grandchildren and my children. But after the first year, as long as you give them sufficient water and sun, and a little fertilizer, if you get a good, I mean, mine's an old variety, so, and it was given to me, and they didn't know what kind it was, but I probably only have a patch that's probably 10 feet wide and maybe 20 feet long, and I have more raspberries than I know what to do with. So that is an easy crop. Pests don't get into it. It's just a really, It's something you could. I still have raspberries from a year and a half ago. That's how many I have. But I would say that is, you know, easy to grow some of your things that reseed, like your dill will reseed. If you, and it will take over your garden, so you have to be careful. Cilantro will reseed. Oregano has runners. So you, if you have oregano, you can take a clump if you want to share it with somebody or move it around so you have more. If you put a little dirt on top of a stem, it'll just root there. And they, once it gets some roots, you can cut it off and make a new plant out of it.
Okay.
The other, we were talking about like gardening. I've had times where I take my compost and I spread it. And if you have an open area, and let's say you don't have a lot of seeds and you're not having a lot of success, take your compost, maybe dig in a little bit and kind of spread it on the top, put a little dirt on it. I've had watermelon plants come up, cucumbers, tomatoes, squash, all kinds of melons. Sometimes those seeds will reseed. And if you know what the leaves look like, you know, let's say you have a patch in your yard and that seed might still be viable because you put it in your compost pile. And when you put it out there, I've had all kinds of plants come up and I've had to pull them because I don't have that kind of room to just keep starting a garden. But if somebody is having trouble getting seeds, that's not a bad idea to just take that and see what comes up, because I have had those seeds still be viable.
Very good point. David, your comments.
I'm not too familiar with the gardening situation, so I'm out of my league.
Okay. All right. So, class, if you're going to buy a food dehydrator, I suggest you consider getting one with a mechanical thermostat rather than a digital one, because a digital one will have a computer processor. It will have capacitors. The capacitors will fail over time, whereas a mechanical one will work much longer. And I had a comment that I wanted to share with the class today. I was thinking about some tips from my book. Well, you all have microwave ovens, and I know you don't want them to fail. And I know you have coffee makers that have timers. You may want to consider putting them on your surge protector, okay? But you need to make sure the surge protector is rated for the capacity of the microwave oven. You can't use a small one. You need to, it needs to be at least 15 amperes. And if you have a microwave oven, you can then shut the microwave oven off at the surge protector so it's not running all the time, and so that the processor doesn't wear out and the electronics don't get hit by the surges. So it'll probably encourage your microwave oven to last much longer, because I know you don't want to buy any more Chinese-made items. I know you don't want to support the communist Chinese that infected the entire planet with this coronavirus. So to make what you already have last longer, use surge protectors for everything. And I'm talking about your computers, your monitors, your televisions, your DVD players, your Blu-ray players, your cordless telephones, everything that you have that's electronic that you want to last longer, use a surge protector with that device. Okay? Seriously.
Now, we went and did that with our, when we moved to this house, and I put them everywhere and switched them all off, and I was surprised at how much electricity you save just by doing that.
Yeah, and so what David is saying, class, is these devices that you can power up with a remote, you know, like your DVD player, your Blu-ray player, your television, you know, in order for you to use that remote from your sofa or wherever you happen to be watching television from, the device has to be on. That Blu-ray player, that DVD player is on. It's already on. It's not fully on, but it's partially on. So it's always drawing electricity. And the proof of that is it wouldn't come on at the press of the remote button if it weren't already on looking for you to press that remote button. Okay? So what David and I are doing is we have surge protectors and we shut them off when we're not using the devices. Okay? That way, if a surge comes through, and you never know when it's coming through, somebody could fire up a big electric motor, there could be static in the air, could be a lightning strike that was unanticipated or anticipated, it can blow your equipment. So if you have it physically disconnected with the off switch on the surge protector, and your equipment is plugged into the surge protector, it will be almost immune from that surge, almost. So consider that, please, and let your devices last longer. in the studio, I've got computers and monitors and all kinds of electronic equipment, and I have a power switch for each one of those devices. And I three monitors in front of me, three power switches. I power off the monitors, so they are not electrically connected to the to 120 volts. They're disconnected. So if we happen to be on the grid at the moment and a surge comes through, I'm protected. Kathy, are you doing something similar to that?
Oh, I have a lot of my stuff on the surge protector, especially my sewing machine. I have an old fax machine, and well, it's probably 20, 25 years old, and I absolutely love it. And I did get on eBay, and I found one that was serviced. Double-checked, like they said, they had it checked to make sure everything worked. And I bought another one because I feel that if you have a sewing machine, to me it's just like a man having a drill or something he uses all the time. I have saved so much money by sewing and mending that I bought a backup. I bought the exact same model that I have in the event that mine dies, that I could use parts off of it, or I can use that one if mine dies, because I have so much that you can use them for. If anybody, woman, are listening, you know, try to teach yourself how to sew. If you have sheets, never throw the sheets away, because you can use those for linings. Like even now, let's say that this goes on and people don't have Kleenex. You can take... I have a serger which cuts and finishes your fabric. So I have made extra of those. I take like a size of a Kleenex and I'll serge like a sheet or a piece of flannel, and I have them like in the event that like I'm running low on Kleenex or something like that. You just finish the edges, and then you would have them for as long as you want. Same with flannel. You can use flannel for so much. Cover in your garden if you have to, you know, like to keep it from frost or something. But I've made some of those masks for people until I ran out of elastic. But I used the cotton on one side and then the flannel on the inside. One tip you can use, and you don't have to be a seamstress, they make a product called Spray Check, and you can put it like on that corners of like fabric that frays, or buttons on the back, so it will lock that knot in or that thread in, and that will never, you'll never lose buttons, or you'll never have the edges of your towels and stuff fray if you put a little dot of that on there.
What a great idea. Kathy's talking about depression-era living.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just checked the other food dehydrator that we have is an Excalibur. It's an old one, so it's not very fancy at all. It's just a metal cabinet with some slide-out trays and a door. And I probably paid, I don't know, maybe $50 for it at one time, maybe 10 years ago. It was old when we bought it. So everything we have here at the farm is old, but we try to buy quality. Kathy, any other comments?
I have a couple things. I'm sorry I'm taking up so much time. But one thing I think people could do is have a price book where you write down where you got the item, how much it costs, the price per pound or the price per ounce. And that way, if you are going to the store, then you know is that a good price or not. I would do it maybe for your top 50 items that you use, things that you use all the time. I want to make a comment. This was like in the mid-February, and I started hearing about all this, and I've been prepping. I took your advice even back in January when you started saying buy extra. I have a lot of stuff in my house, but I kept thinking that what do I use that I would need for the next at least 3 or 4 months. And I was at Costco, and I looked up, and I saw on the shelves above where they typically stock food, there was nothing up there, or there was like dry goods, like clothing or pillows or something. That was when the light bulb went off that they don't have enough supply. And I started going 3 times a week, and I would just kept buying flour and sugar and oil and yeast and anything I knew that would last a long time. So I think if and when this ever happens again, if you're just more aware of what's going on in the grocery stores or why are the prices going up, and I do think that the prices are going to probably skyrocket because the supply's not there. But I wanted to say, if you can do a price book, some people do it on a spreadsheet. I just have a book that I kind of jot down in pencil the prices.
Do it in pencil and paper class, because the internet may go down, the electricity may go down. Don't depend on your computer. Do it in a book form. Kathy, I would love to have you come on as an instructor. Would you mind contacting us with your phone number? And I'd like to invite you to become an instructor. Would you like to do that?
Oh, sure. I have all these notes that I kind of, like you, I write these down, and I've been doing them for years, but most people, you know, I don't think most people are interested. Maybe they will be now, but it's just something I've done, like you.
We don't care about most people. We call them the GDP. We just care about people who are students and instructors. And what I mean by that is people who are paying attention. Kathy, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to ask Jason to get your phone number so I can call you. And Kyle is on hold in Montana. Would that be okay with you, Kathy?
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Thank you. And we'll have you on again. I'll call you hopefully this weekend. Let me put you on hold.
Okay.
Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. Man, a sister from another mother. Wow. Kathy is just... I mean, that's amazing. That's fantastic. It's just like, hearing this stuff. I wanted to end your program. You were talking about how things are here. So this just happened this morning. My son-in-law had to go pick up some stuff. You want to know how people are doing, how well they're protecting each other, you know. And so my son-in-law was going into Lowe's to pick up a bunch of stuff, and there was this lady that got out of her pickup truck, and the kicker's at the end. I'll tell you this. Okay, so she weighed probably 350 pounds, got on her little scooter after she took out of the back of it, got on her little scooter, put her oxygen tank on the front of the scooter, going into her nose, put her mask on, and had a little hole poked into the side of the mask where she could put her cigarette. Okay, so she's got oxygen going into her nose, into her lungs, smoking a cigarette through a mask. And on the back of her truck, she's in Montana now, on the back of her truck, it says, "I love Missouri."
Oh, man. Well, the only thing I know that beats that is I saw a video when I was younger about this guy who had throat cancer. He had a lot of his throat removed, and he had this little rivet with a hole in it that he would breathe through. So instead of breathing through his nose or his mouth, he would breathe through this rivet. And it was about where his Adam's apple was. And what he was doing is he was taking his cigarette, putting it right up to that rivet, and inhaling. Slow learner.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sure he's dead by now.
Oxygen is explosive, you know. So I was sitting there thinking to myself, unbelievably insane.
If combined with something, oxygen does not itself burn, but it is it's a catalyst for making other things burn quickly. Kyle in Montana, thank you so much for being with us. David, any quick comments? 10 seconds?
Nope, not really. Just you got the SJWs mad at you now, probably.
David, thank you so much for being with us. Kyle, thank you for being with us. Kathy, please stay on, and we'll have Jason get your phone number. I'd love to have you be an instructor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.